that okay, mobile?
Yeah, DOI back here.
Wondering if you or Tom were still around. I hope Tom was able to help you there. He's very knowledgeable on that, a lot more than I am.
Some ideas and some thoughts about the cable loss, and then type this website too for the wireman so I can look at that and look at the loss on each type of coax.
Wireman there, just right up Highway 11 towards, well, east from where we are. But they do a lot of business. They've got some good stuff up there.
I didn't even look to see where they were from.
Trip. Not even a day trip. You could probably be near Glassy Mountain. Not the Pickens Glassy Mountain, but the one up towards, if you head east, you know, towards 26 on 11. Crossover 25, not much further up that way.
Landrum. What the heck, I get out that way sometimes anyway. Might swing by.
Landrum, I couldn't remember where, what their address, the city was on the address, but yeah, probably get up there in 30 minutes or so from our location.
Just some, I need to buy a wire, and I see they just have regular spools of wire here too that I could pick up some of that for a wire antenna. There is one good place in Easley that's, I forgot, they changed the name of it. I don't know what the name of the place is. It was, they just sell plumbing and electrical supplies, and they've got the best prices on wire, but they're only open through the week because they're like a, they cater to the electricians and plumbers. WD8BOY.
ZLK. Do you remember the name of them or where they're located?
On the map.
Mentions, there is a, I can't remember what the wire, what he talks about. It's some kind of shielded wire that he really likes for antennas that he gets from the wireman, but I think it's, obviously it's going to be a little more expensive than just wire from a electrical or a plumbing and electrical place.
It's supposed to be a certain type of wire you use for an antenna, and the wire you buy at the electrical shop, I guess, is a soft drawn or whatever, but that's all I've ever used, and I never had any trouble with it. You know, maybe it does stretch, but I can't imagine it stretching enough to make any difference when I'm on my SWR frequency.
The antennas I ever used were ones that my father-in-law had built. He'd built little dipoles for each band, and I think it was just probably just cheap wire from the electrical store. And they seem to work. I mean, you can use just about anything. Obviously, you can spend as much money as you want as well. That's the fun thing about this hobby. You can spend as much money as you would like.
Place, it used to be called Marion Davis, but it changed names now.
I remember Marion Davis' name, but I couldn't tell you where it was, or even if they had other locations. But the name is familiar. And I'm in Easley all the time. I just don't recognize where that would be.
Side of the tracks in Old Easley, heading towards, heading east. If you know where Huddle House is?
Yeah, I know where that is. It's on 93 there.
Yeah, it's on 93, probably just a tenth of a mile before that, heading east.
I know the road. I just don't know where the business would be exactly, but yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about.
It's a one-story brick place and sits right on the road. You got the parking's in the back, but sometimes people park in front. But if you step out the front door, you're only 6 feet from the cars going by.
So, Kevin, are you planning on putting more antennas up besides the G5 RV?
Inverted V that I think maybe is a little bit better for 40 and 80 meters. The G5 RV seems to be really good on 15 and 20 is tuning up real nice, but 40 is a little bit more peakier, trying to use my tuner on it.
I told you about the one antenna I bought. It never been used. It was in a plastic bag, and it had a little label on it that said HF Buddy. And I have tried to find that name online, and I cannot find anything about it. But it's bad with the G. We're talking about the 8X. Yeah, the 8X coax to ladder line. And I think the ladder line portion is designed to hang down as part of the antenna. And then it's like a dipole. And it tunes up perfectly on 20 meters. And with the tuner, I can work 10 through 40. But on 20 meters, I don't need the tuner. And then I have a in-fed 130-foot wire on an in-fed 49-to-1 ballon that I made. And it tunes up perfectly on 40 and 80. Right now, it tunes up on the CW portion of the bands. And I don't need a tuner for that. It works all the other bands as well with the tuner, but I don't need the tuner on 40 and 80, which is really nice. And I've had very good luck with both of those.
I have a tuner when I first got started. I mean, for several years, I just got my transceiver and a inverted V. I had a spec for 40 meters, maybe 80, I don't know. And I worked 15, 40, and I think 80 was out of tuner for a long time.
The space, it's nice to have antennas, you know, for each band, or ones that are tuned for each band where the tuner doesn't have to work that hard. But just another FYI, your audio was good when you started out, and then there was some static, and it just really dropped. So you may have a microphone cord issue or something in that. And Beth's calling me here. Let me get back to you in a minute. N4ZLK.
BOY, standing by.
YDI, monitoring.